This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The final week of campaigning in the California gubernatorial recall election is underway, with new polls showing that Republicans have a real chance to win the governor's seat October 7th. Party officials are closing ranks around frontrunner Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yesterday, several Republican leaders endorsed the actor and sent subtle pleas to the other Republican in the race, State Senator Tom McClintock, to drop out. NPR's Kerry Kahn reports McClintock is holding tight and making a name for himself beyond the Golden State.
Late yesterday afternoon, a dozen members of the party's leadership emerged from the second-story boardroom of the Republicans' headquarters in Los Angeles. Chairman Duff Sundheim announced the backing, which came off more like a solution to a simple math problem rather than a ringing endorsement.
We are proud to have two extremely competent Republicans on the ballot. But only one candidate can win. And that's why it's in the best interest of all of us to get behind one candidate.
Sundheim and his fellow Republicans were clearly excited by recent polls showing Schwarzenegger winning the race if Governor Davis is recalled. But he also chose his words carefully in warning conservative voters who continue to back Republican State Senator Tom McClintock.
All I would say to them is before they cast their ballot, to make sure that they understand that they probably, and our recommendation to them would be, that we don't want them to waste their vote. What is really important and the number one priority of the California Republican Party is to make sure that Governor Davis is recalled.
Less than an hour later in Sacramento, McClintock shot back, dismissing the Republican Party's Schwarzenegger endorsement as backroom politics.
Well, it's not the Republican Party. That's 21 people in the Republican Party. And I don't think that the people of California are going to accept that. I don't think Republican voters are going to accept that. I don't think the grassroots of the Republican Party will accept that.
McClintock repeatedly says he's staying in the race until the end, even as polls show him stuck in third place and possibly causing a split in the Republican vote. That could just hand the election to the Democratic frontrunner Cruz Bustamante. But it's not just McClintock who's feeling the mounting pressure to step aside. Longtime loyal conservative backers like Leslie Cornejo, chairman of the Republican committee in McClintock's home district of Ventura, says they're feeling the heat too.
In my county in particular, this has been gut-wrenching. We've elected him for 20 years to represent us, but at this time, the candidate at this time with the best chance to win and get a Republican in office as governor is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Without the locals or state party support, McClintock has been looking beyond California for money and support, and he's getting it. Last weekend, hundreds of conservative Republicans packed a posh Colorado resort to meet McClintock for the first time. Richard Vigory, a pioneer of conservative direct mail campaigns, says McClintock was enthusiastically received and lived up to his billing as the maverick who won't sell out his socially conservative anti-abortion, anti-gay rights stance to win votes.
He is a leader. He makes things happen. He challenges the establishment. The vast, vast majority of elected Republican officials are kind of royalists. The king is the king, long live the king, and they don't go against the establishment.
McClintock raised more than $100,000 at the event and even more after Vigory sent an email plea to tens of thousands of conservatives nationwide. But Jack Pitney, a professor at Claremont McKenna College, says he doubts McClintock can remain on the national stage past October 7th.
After the campaign is gone, the networks will turn off the lights and they'll move on to the presidential campaign. He's going to have to make an effort if he wants to remain in the national spotlight.
Pitney, who worked as a strategist for the National Republican Party, says McClintock's motives for staying in the race are mostly idealistic, stemming from his commitment to staunch fiscal conservatism. But other analysts speculate that the serious McClintock is still steaming from his failed bid last year for state controller, which got only minimal support from the GOP party. McClintock says it's not revenge that's motivating him. He's in to win. And with the odd mathematics of the recall election, with the winner only needing a plurality, not a majority, he insists he has a good chance.
After the dust settles and the smoke clears, we could very well be the last candidate standing. If every voter who believes that I am the best candidate in this race votes for me, we will win.
And keeping on message, McClintock says he's in the race until the polls close next Tuesday. Kerry Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.